USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Navy Secretary Richard Spencer has been asked to resign, and there's three different reasons as to why. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says he asked Spencer to leave because he bypassed chain of command and talked with the White House to quietly resolve Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher's demotion. President Trump is tweeting that large cost overruns contributed to Spencer's firing. Spencer himself has released a letter. He says he was fired because of his refusal to follow an order that he thought would violate good order and discipline, saying it was unethical. Some winter weather is forecast for this weekend in the Midwest and Northeast. AAA's Jeanette Casolano.
We recommend leaving any day other than Wednesday. Wednesday is definitely going to be the worst, especially between the 2 and 7 p.m. time period, depending on which city you're in.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is now running for the Democratic presidential nomination. He made it official in a video.
Mike Bloomberg started as a middle-class kid who had to work his way through college, then built a business from a single room to a global entity, creating tens of thousands of good-paying jobs along the way. He could have stopped there. But when New York suffered the terrible tragedy of 9/11, he took charge, becoming a three-term mayor who brought a city back from the ashes.
The video featured numerous shots of him with black and Hispanic people. Bloomberg polls poorly with those voters, partly due to the stop-and-frisk policy that was a hallmark of his mayoral administration. Hong Kong protesters took a pause to go to the polls. People showed up in record numbers voting in municipal elections that are widely viewed as a referendum on the pro-democracy movement. Pro-democracy candidates clinched nearly half of the seats on the ballot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pope Francis is on a four-day visit to Japan. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The Roman Catholic leader drawing tens of thousands to a mass at Nagasaki's baseball stadium. Earlier, the Pope called for the abolition of nuclear weapons around the world. He was touring the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Both were bombed with U.S. weapons in World War II. He called nuclear weapons indefensibly perverse and immoral. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer is now calling on airlines to make sure that parents and children sit together if they want to do so, despite a 2016 law that was designed to remedy the situation. Schumer is now urging the Transportation Secretary to act.
I have sent a letter to the head of the Department of Transportation saying, put out these regulations ASAP.
He says the airlines have a responsibility to put families first over profits and fees.
You can book a flight with a bunch of seats together, and for some reason when you show up, the seats are separated. Now that's okay if it's four adults together, but when there are kids, it's a real problem.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.